Our next speaker is Laura Flanders. Laura has been at Fighting Bob Fest events in the past, and it's great to have her joining us virtually tonight. Laura is the producer of The Laura Flanders Show, which is available on the internet and is also now on public television stations across the country. Let's give a warm welcome to Laura Flanders.
Hi, everybody. Bobfest 2020. Good for you for keeping on fighting. I am so glad we're keeping this tradition alive. We've lost enough already this year. I think you'll agree. Some 200,000 lives almost. Some 2.5 million acres in California from right now, the current fires. We've lost, in a sense, each other, not being able to gather in person without fearing for our lives. The downside of all of this situation is obvious. The upside of social distancing is what it summons in us in the way of creativity. We have to imagine ourselves into one another's realities. And that's a muscle I think we're well advised to exercise. You know, Elizabeth Warren says we're facing a lot of big problems that require big solutions. Well, I agree. But in this moment, we're also called upon to seize some big possibilities. Possibilities to reestablish our society on some different grounds. You know, Donald Trump doesn't believe that anything is worth doing that doesn't produce a profit. Why would you sign up for military service if there's nothing in it for you? No profit, no point. That's his way of looking at things. But it's not just him. It's our entire economy. It's not a kink in the system. It's the system. Pro-male, pro-white, pro-colonial, pro-profit, pro-capital. At the very same time that the U.S. economy took a hit, the biggest on record this year, you saw the stock market soar to its biggest heights. The world of capital, as Yanis Varoufakis has put it, has basically decoupled itself from the real world. So it's time for us in the real world to look at one another and get it. No one's gonna come and save us, and we can't afford to look away. So join me on the Laura Flanders Show. Every week, we premiere Sundays, 11:30 a.m. on the World Channel, and then syndicate across the country on PBS stations coast to coast. You can get information at lauraflanders.org, watch us on YouTube, pick up the podcast or listen to the radio show. Every week, we look at models of alternative ways of organizing banking and agriculture and work and healthcare and school. We go to Spain, as I did this week, and look at how the world's largest cooperatives emerged from one of the longest dictatorships at a time when the people of the Basque region of Spain were denied healthcare and education and a job by an occupying force of the Franco regime. In those grim years when they had to figure out how to look after one another, they developed a model that has stood them in good stead. The Mondragon Cooperative model now employs some more than 100,000 people in the Basque region and is one of the most resilient and strongest employers in all of Spain. The week after we go to Spain, I go to Newark, where the Newark Community Street Team isn't just advising the police force, it's helping to train it and to reorient public safety resources to prevention of violence, not the punishment thereof. We can organize life differently, but we need a few models of it being done. We need models that aren't just pie in the sky, but are happening right here, right now. And I believe that's what we bring you every week on the Laura Flanders Show. So, fighting bobbers, keep up the tradition. Out of all this loss, let's imagine ourselves into a future, exercise the muscle of belief in one another, and study the models that exist, not pie in the sky, but right here, right now, in many parts of the world where people are doing things differently. We cannot afford, out of all this loss, simply to go back. And we can't afford to lose this election either. So whatever you think of the Democratic ticket, we need to unelect Donald Trump to give our change makers a fighting chance. Out of the democracies of the out of the laboratories of democracy that emerged in the 1930s as people in the Depression tried to experiment their way into a mode of surviving in the worst possible times, we got the New Deal when politics changed, and the Roosevelt administration looked at those examples and experiments of the 30s and brought the most viable of them into government in the form of the New Deal. We, I believe, are in another period of laboratories of democracy. You and I, we're part of it. It is our responsibility at this time to make some real change. So, in honor of those who've been lost and with a huge commitment to the future that lies ahead, let's take a leap of the imagination into a radically different future, informed by the present. Informed by the Laura Flanders Show. Check us out at lauraflanders.org. And thanks.